This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone, to our 5 o'clock hour here. It is a special edition. Fans in the Row, my co-host Deuce McAllister, live at the Rouse's, 3461 East Causeway Approach in Mandeville. Come get a free Butterball Turkey when you purchase a Hormel Cure 81 ham with a $25 purchase. And just grab the little flyer. You'll get the taste of the holidays tomorrow from 11 to 2 and all of the specials. Again, I don't know, maybe it's just me. $5.99 a pound for shrimp, $8 marlton. For a dollar. Eight for a dollar. I'm getting it just because it's eight for a dollar. So I got to clean up a few things. And this is going to be, an issue till I get my, together. So 6 o'clock tonight, we do have the Brian Kelly show. But then at 6:30, you can continue listening to Coach Kelly on 105.3 or get your pregame coverage of Pelicans and the Nuggets. That's on 870 with the tip-off there at 7 o'clock. So I wanted to kind of clean that up a little bit because you do have a couple of things going on when we have the Pelicans and we also have some of our shows as well. So Pelicans and the Nuggets tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip off. And don't forget, Tiger fans, tomorrow LSU takes on the Gators in the Swamp. Our coverage starts at 10 o'clock with Mike Dettillier and Herb Tyler. Doors open at 11 o'clock at the Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show presented by MAP Construction. It's always a great time with Mike and Herb. Acme has 16 surround TVs, great drink specials. Plus, as we know, life's just more fun with seafood. The pregame is at 12:30, kickoff with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester at 2:30. Tigers and the Gators tomorrow on WWL and the free Odyssey app. And a must win for LSU as they keep going. But one thing we did not talk about, dude.
Well, the Florida quarterback, he's back. He was out last week. You thought his injury, Lagway, you thought that injury would keep him out for the complete year. It was a hamstring injury, but he'll be back. And so I'm interested to see how well offensively Florida plays, because Florida, without him, when they played Texas, it was not very close. I don't want to say it was all because of offense, but Texas is – what they tell me, Texas is pretty good. But what's interesting is with Lagway and some of the troubles that LSU has had with quarterbacks that will run, I'm intrigued to see if that's what they try to use him as. But anytime that you get your starting quarterback at home, on the road, or at least at home, LSU being on the road, this is, like you said, this is a game that LSU desperately needs to kind of keep their name in that conversation as far as the playoffs are concerned.
Still ranked 21st, but last week we were at the First American Bank in Vacherie and didn't get a chance to, things get in interviews and we get a little behind. And so Tulane football got ranked 25th, so they're 8-2. They're at Navy, Annapolis, Maryland, to take on the Midshipmen at 7-2. That's an 11 o'clock Central class, so noon, huge game.
So for that game, what's interesting about that game, it's a complete sellout.
How about that? That's beautiful.
And they're expecting, I think that stadium holds around 32, 33,000. They're expecting overflow for that game.
I love it.
And so
And Army's 9-0.
Yep.
Navy started out 6-0. They had a couple of really tough losses. And Tulane 6-0 in the conference. And, after those losses to Kansas State and Oklahoma, reeled off six straight and not by a little.
No.
By a lot.
Yeah, and so, but it'll be a great game for a Tulane, and, you know, hopefully you get the eyeballs, the right eyeballs on it, and, you know, you can start to climb the ladder a little bit. There's still an outside chance to be able to get your name into that conversation. I think the next one for Tulane would be
Memphis
yeah. at home. And I think that's Thanksgiving. If it's not Thanksgiving Day, I know it's Thanksgiving weekend.
Right around there.
But
Bayou Classic that weekend too. What a weekend that's going to be!
Yeah, a ton going on.
But typically, when you're looking at, let's say, I think Army, with their record, will be in the one side of the championship game, and so they're trying to figure out the other team. It's the top two teams in the conference. But normally, if you had a Navy and an Army on your schedule, it's not necessarily you're not going to gain
strength
a lot
schedule.
Of right
so
exactly. But yeah. Now you've got a Memphis, an Army, and a Navy on the road. Not ranked, but certainly it's a different kind of barometer than it used to be.
No, I agree with you. And I mean, like you said, Tulane's been playing some really, really good football, and so they're steady adding, and you're getting healthy with some new guys, or at least added pieces being able to be added to that equation. And so, big time game over in what's still Maryland area, correct?
It's Annapolis.
In Annapolis,
Maryland, where it's a beautiful campus.
It's right on
Navy.
The water. It's right off of the shipyard.
Yep.
Right there off the water as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful campus. And so, that'll be, awesome. It'll be a noon start for them. And so good luck to Tulane. Keep it going. They won it in the conference in 22 and 23 when they got to play at Yulman Stadium. So see how things play out. Go back, talk a little NFL football. Coming up after this break, we'll talk to Frank Schwab, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. Talk about the Browns and the Saints and some other key games. Week 11. Oh, my. My call is Deuce McAllister. We're at the East Causeway Approach, Mandeville Rousers, 3461 till 6 o'clock. Stay with us. Welcome back. My call is Deuce McAllister at the Rousers, 3461 East Causeway Approach in Mandeville. Get a free Butterball Turkey when you purchase a Hormel Cure 81 ham with a $25 purchase all weekend. Lots going on. Get all of your football goodies, your Pelicans goodies, your high school football, Tulane football, LSU, Saints on Sunday. Happy to have Frank Schwab, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports, joining us. Frank, you're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing well. We are feeling very autumnal here in the Gulf South when, it's like 65. And so for us, we feel that's autumnal for us.
I'm based out here in Colorado, and I'm looking at snow on the ground. We skipped autumn. We went right to winter. So
okay. Well,
good for you guys still out there.
All right. You come to us, and we'll come to you, and we'll get a little bit of both. And we often see Darren Rizzi comes in, new head coach. Team plays with a lot of energy, and they're able to get a win. Probably didn't even play their best football, not even close to their best football, even during the 7-game stretch. But they get the win over the Falcons, the stretch, get to 3-7. Cleveland comes in town. I guess the question is, when you see these kind of things happen, can teams generally? The question would be, it's tough to sustain, correct?
It is, but we saw the Raiders do it last year, right? Like, that's the most recent example of, hey, you fire the coach, you go on a different path for whatever reason. I don't think it was as dire with the Raiders, with Josh McDaniels. Like, those guys have quit on him. But I don't – it's just – Dennis Allen, I think everybody kind of knew that it played itself out, to run its course. So Rizzi comes in, totally different energy, as we saw. I'm sure Saints fans have been talking about it all week. He looked like a madman on the sidelines a bit. And maybe they just needed that jolt. I mean, when a team has lost, I believe, a 7 in a row, it's hard to get up for game 8, right? So you needed an injection of energy. He did that. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if that does continue. And, Saints offensive line got healthy, and Derek Carr looked a little more comfortable. So there were reasons other than just a change in head coach why they might look better against the Falcons. But we'll see how it looks the rest of the year. And I think the main question is, going back to the Raiders example, can Rizzi win the job? And I think the answer is yes if they finish well enough. I mean, anybody can if you go on a winning streak here. And you also have to ask the question, is that the best thing for the Saints, or do they need a clean slate? Either way, The Saints are, in a weird way, very interesting down the stretch here, just to see how they react to this coaching change, what the future looks like at the end of the season. Going to be very interesting to see how the Saints play the rest of the season after the coaching change.
Yeah, I think, you know, the question becomes, you know, for the Saints, not only this season, but, you know, as you go into next season and some of those guys that are a part of it, you can move a few of them, but most of the ones that you could move was probably Lattimore. And I think that they got, you know, probably the value, as most value as you were going to get in that situation. Just talk a little bit about that and then, you know, some of the things that they probably need to add to this squad going forward.
Yeah, and I really, truly do think that the Saints, I think they just need to take their medicine and tear it down and start, not start over, but you know what I mean, get out of this always pushing the cap hits to the future and always seeming to want to load up, trade up in the draft to give away extra draft picks to do that, to get a Chris Olave or whatever. But I don't know that they just have that mindset. And I wonder if just a clean sweep is in order. Just get somebody in there who's going to look at it with fresh eyes, say, you know what, yeah, we whatever veterans we can get rid of, we need to do that. Play some younger guys. Because I don't want the Saints to be tricking themselves into thinking they're close to being contenders. I don't think they are, right? I think this team is just, they're maybe good enough to win a bad division if everything breaks right for them. But you want to strive for more than that. I mean, you know that, Deuce. I mean, you're not striving to go 9-8 and win the NFC South. Like, this is something, you know, you want to chase Super Bowls. I just don't think the Saints, as they're constructed right now, can do that. You know, you got a lot of stars on that defense who are well beyond 30. Derek Carr's beyond 30, and I don't know if he's really a guy to lead you to a Super Bowl. So I think it might be the best thing for the Saints is, yeah, figure out who you got. Figure out the young guys that you want to keep around, you want to build around, you think can be here for the long haul. Guys like Olave, hopefully he's healthy going forward with the concussions and all. And then everybody else is just kind of expendable, to be honest. And you probably are going to be bad for a year or two. But I think you come out on the other side looking better. That's the way I look at it anyway, that this Saints team needs to get out off of this roller coaster, the merry-go-round of, hey, we're just kind of good enough, but we're not really among the NFL's best teams anymore. I think they just need a different path, to be honest.
Yeah, and I can understand that, but I guess my question goes back, and this is not really even just for the Saints specific. If you're being honest, you probably have five teams that are competing for the Super Bowl, if you're being honest.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you're probably right about that, and it's tough, and that's why you're right. And it's one of those things where what constitutes a successful season, and I don't buy that if you can't win a Super Bowl, you're not successful. I mean, there's different levels of that. Like, would we say the Buffalo Bills have been a failure the past 5 years because they didn't make a Super Bowl? No, of course not, but they haven't gotten to where they want to go. I just don't like the direction the Saints have been in the last couple of years, where it seems like they're just pushing and pushing and pushing when their ceiling is maybe 10 wins. If everything breaks exactly right, it's 10 wins, but it's probably more like 8 or 9 wins and you hope the Falcons stink and you win a bad division. Like, I just want something better for them. And this gives them a chance. Firing Dennis Allen kind of gives them a chance to reset, look at it and say, what do we want to be going forward? I mean, almost going back way, way back in the day to I believe it was 06 when Peyton and Breeze got there. And, you know, you go on a different path and you end up being a little, at least to feel like you could be a contender if everything breaks right. You're absolutely right about five teams being Super Bowl contenders right now. There's really probably not more than that. But you'd want to at least have that ceiling of everything breaks right. And I just don't see that for the Saints right now. Or the way they're constituted, it's going to take a kind of an upheaval on a lot of levels with the roster, with the front office coaching staff to kind of get to where they want to be.
Yeah, and I mean, look, we can agree on it. Other people may feel disagree about that. But if you're being honest and you're looking at it objective, if we, and this is not from the Saints, but in that same perspective, would you say this year for the Miami Dolphins was a success?
Up yeah, to this right. Point? Like, I mean, yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, no, you can't. I mean, but part of that, you know, they had the bad injuries and just a couple of breaks. That's the thing about the NFL, and we all know this, is that a couple of bad things go against you.
Yeah, well, and another team, the Dallas Cowboys. Would you put them in the same?
Right.
And you're putting them in the same. But coming into the season, the expectation and the aspirations that both of those teams and franchises had was, I don't want to call it Super Bowl or bust, but it was probably Super Bowl or bust, correct?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and at least having the hope that, okay, if we don't, you know, the Miami Dolphins lost Tua for a while, and then they lost the first two games he came back, they lost literally on field goals as the time expired. So you look and you say, okay, well, it didn't go our way that way, but if Tua stays healthy, if we catch a couple breaks, we could have been a team that's kind of considered a Super Bowl contender. And I think the Cowboys and Dolphins had that hope coming into the season. Obviously disappointing for sure because of the way things have broke for both of those teams. Two good examples. But I think that at least they had the hope that, hey, if we stay relatively healthy, if we play the best we can, if we catch a couple breaks in close games, we can be one of those teams in the inner circle of Super Bowl contenders, where I think that that's all you can ask for. Only one team is the Chiefs, right? You know every single year you're going to be in Super Bowl contention. Everybody else is just hoping to catch that magic season like the Lions are this year. But you have to have the right roster to have that hope coming into the season. And right now, you know, going back to the Saints, I don't think that they could have that hope coming. If they come back with basically the same team for next year, I don't think they have that hope that, hey, if everything breaks right, we could be a Super Bowl contender. And that's where I'd like for them to just go on do something different to try to at least chase one of those magical seasons.
So you brought up Kansas City, which is funny because I was going to bring them up anyway. They play Buffalo this week, 9-0 versus 8-2. I don't give a rat's patoot about the 72 Dolphins. I say the Chiefs just need to go ahead and lose one. They are 9-0. They find a way to win. It ain't pretty. I'm just saying, don't have that on your back for the rest of the way. Just lose to the Bills. Yeah. So you're still going to win your division going away. You're still going to have home field. Although maybe you bring home field back into it. I don't know. I just feel like they have been flirting with a loss for so long. I just feel like it's got to come.
They've been trying to lose. I mean, Todd Bowles goes for two a couple weeks ago on Monday night, or they don't block a field goal on a chip shot by the Broncos, and they're having that loss. I do agree, but not this week because, you brought up the records. If the Bills win this game at home and they're favored, they're one game back in the loss column behind the Bills or behind the Chiefs, and they would have the head-to-head tiebreaker. And I just – yeah, the Chiefs can win in Buffalo. There's no question about that, but – if you're the Bills, you absolutely want that game in Buffalo. You don't want to have to go to Arrowhead. So I think it's a huge game. Either the Bills are three games back and the Bills have the tiebreaker, or they're one game back and they have the tiebreaker with an easier schedule down the stretch. So huge, huge game in the AFC playoff picture. I don't disagree with you. I think the pressure of going undefeated in a regular season is just not something you want to deal with. Yeah, just get a loss out of the way. There's nothing wrong with that. Only one team's, you know, had a perfect season, so you're fine if you take a loss, but not this week. I think the Bills would be energized if they won this game, thinking, hey, we can go get that one seed now. We can get home field advantage through the playoffs. And that it would swing the entire AFC playoff picture if they were able to pull this off against the Chiefs, who don't seem to lose to anybody. They just find weird, unusual ways to win every week.
There we go. We got your Sunday set. Cleveland and New Orleans, 2-7 and 3-7. That's your noon game, Central Time. And then Kansas City, 9-0 in Buffalo at 3:25. There you go. You're set. Frank, we appreciate your time, man. I really do. Frank Schwab, writer, NFL writer with Yahoo Sports. Have a great weekend, and hopefully you won't get too much snow there in Colorado.
Yeah, I can't deal with any more of it, so I appreciate it, guys.
My goodness. Frank, it's November. We got a long way to go. You're going to get some more snow. Be safe. Oh, thank you.
No. Appreciate it.
Frank Schwab, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. Deuce McAllister, Mike Cost, take a quick break. We are at the Rouse's East Causeway Approach in Mandeville, 3461. Come get that free Butterball Turkey when you purchase a Hormel Cure Ham. We're going to talk a lot about all these great deals that you can get, as well as the holidays tomorrow, 11 to 2 at every Rouse's. Just go and just check them out, the holiday specials and all the secret family recipes, back after this on Fans in the Pro. Mike Cost and Deuce McAllister.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, welcome back. Mike Goss, Deuce McAllister until 6 o'clock. But, hey, you know, come after. They're open. You know, come on and see everybody here at the Rouses. We're at the one in Mandeville, 3461 East Causeway Approach. Get that free Butterball Turkey when you purchase a Hormel Cure 81 ham with a $25 purchase. And then do not forget, as we're getting ready to bring in James Cook, who's been with Rouses some 12 years. He's the assistant store director. Tell me about the event you got going on, Taste of the Holidays, tomorrow.
Well, it's...
Welcome to the show, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure being here. Our Taste of the Holidays, we haven't had it since the COVID hit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess so, because you're passing around food and all that stuff, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so tomorrow from 11 to 2 at all our locations, we'll be serving a whole lot of fixings in every department, grocery, deli, seafood, meat department, produce. Oh, yeah, alcohol indeed. Right now we have our prisoner that's on in ad for $19.99.
Prisoner?
Yes.
What is that?
It is a blended wine.
It's a wine.
Maybe I shouldn't ask that question.
Yeah,
it is the wine. It is the wine with an amazing price that we all was able
to now,
get. So.
I know what I'm getting on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all pretty good, but what section will most people visit when you have this type of event?
The deli department.
It's going to be the deli department.
Yes. Tasting the turkeys, the shrimp melaton dressing, cornbread dressing, the sweet potato casserole, green bean almondine.
So I got another question, I guess, is as Thanksgiving approaching, do people need to go ahead and start putting their orders in now, or am I late if I'm just now putting it in?
No, you're never late.
Okay.
We take orders up until the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And we cater from one to more.
So a one-man show, you got me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a small turkey breast dinner that feeds one to two people.
Okay.
Without an issue.
Mike, so if we have any trouble at the house, we know we
That's
can
right.
always.
We Deuce, can, we, I'm going to the Rouses.
I'm going to Rouses.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we definitely will take care of it.
You got some great deals.
Oh, yeah.
You really do.
Yes.
The boneless pork chop.
Well, before y'all get to there, you got to tell me the store hours. So, you know, if I'm not I'm an infrequent shopper, then you got to give me some store hours, Mr. James.
So we open up at 7 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Wow.
At our location.
Okay.
And on Thanksgiving Day, it's 7 to 2 p.m. So families can get home
and
enjoy it. Yes.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is what, the 28th?
Yes.
It's a late Thanksgiving, sure. It feels like it. 28th?
I don't know if it's late.
Well, I mean, it's almost December. Well, it feels like
it's always.
Yeah. It's always
the
end of November. But
I feel like I'm getting ganged up on here, man. I don't like it. I'm going to give me some
give
prisoner.
Give me those deals.
Give me some prisoner. Bring me some prisoner.
Give me those deals.
Yeah, especially with the melatonin. So,
yeah.
$8
for $1.
That is
$8 for $1.
Insane. Right? Where else you gonna get that?
I don't think the farmer gets it that price.
Hey, only at Rouses, baby. Only at Rouses.
How about I like Chobani yogurt. So Chobani zero sugar yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
You get 10 of them.
Yes.
$10.
Yes.
Come on. You know, y'all in the business to make some money. You know.
Yeah.
Don't feel like it. $10.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, with the economy, you know, we want to take care of our customers. Community served, community owned. So, yeah, we have to do that.
Have prices, my wife is in my ear, have prices were so, out of control there for a while. Meat prices,
yes.
You know, everything. Has it leveled off a little bit?
It's getting there, yeah. You know. But with our advantage of dealing with local producers, you know, we're able to get some better prices than the other companies. So, no. Again, local.
That's why I brought up what it was, the
Melatonin?
No, the pork loin center cut chops, $2.99 a pound. So again, that would be $5, $6, $7 a pound, and you know, so that's more like, you know, ground beef $4.99 a pound. He's kind of in a, you know, $6 and $7. Mm-hmm. So, man, I'm that's good to see. It's
yes.
good to see.
Yes.
Mr. James, I guess, you know, for me, it's you told me that I can order my Thanksgiving. You told me some of the specials, and is it 11 to 2 that you got the food tasting and other offerings? For
yes.
for everybody else, are you still doing the, and I'm fairly sure, if I wanted to do my online order?
As far as that, well, I mean, with the shoppers, you can. But
correct.
Online to order directly to the store, there is a way to do it.
Okay.
And it'll get to us, and we can place your order.
Gotcha.
And have it ready for you.
Because, see, that's what we're going to end up having to do, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Put it on.
You can just call us direct, and we'll take care of it.
It's called James. Yeah. We got us a guy now.
We got a guy.
You know how people say, I got a guy?
I got a guy.
We got a guy.
Oh, I am that guy.
I love it. I love it. James, we appreciate it. Again,
yes.
Come out and see, you know, tomorrow, any Rouse's for the Taste of Holiday. And I got to do this. I apologize. How late can a Thanksgiving be? We're experiencing the latest possible date for Thanksgiving, November 28th, this year. The earliest it can be is November 22nd. The latest, November 28th. Won't happen again until 2030.
Was it a leap year?
I don't know. I mean, don't you do it. Don't you take my victory away from me. Don't you do it. Late Thanksgiving, November 28th. But don't wait. Come get your stuff.
Yes.
James, appreciate it.
We're taking orders as soon as you want.
Deuce is right. You got his pen. Deuce is going to take his order right now. All right, we got to take a quick break. Back after this, we're at the East Causeway Approach. What do y'all call this the East Causeway Approach?
Right? Yes, we do.
We do?
Yes.
I guess it's separated from the West Causeway Approach?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Gotcha. On Highway 22.
On Highway 22. All right, so come by here, 3461. Deuce and I are here until 6, but they're open until 10.
Yes.
So I'm going to be finding me some prisoner wine before I leave.
It's a must have.
Must have. Back after this, WAMFM.com, and always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We're at the 3461 East Causeway Approach. Rouse's in Mandeville. Open until 10 o'clock. They have the Taste of the Holidays tomorrow at all Rouse's from 11 to 2. Just kind of get all those secret recipes, and they got a ton of deals. Just trust me. They got a ton of deals. So come check them out. We got a few minutes left, and I promised I wanted to talk about a couple of things. So we'll do it rather quickly. One of them being Nick Chubb. I mean, week 2, 2023, a knee injury that required 2 separate surgeries, MCL, ACL, you name it. So he's out all the 23, first 6 games of 24, and now he played week 7, week 8, week 9, then they were off. I mean, first off, he had not similar, but a very, very significant knee injury at Georgia.
Oh, yeah, at ACL.
To do what he's doing. I mean, just to be playing, for gosh sake.
Yeah, just to be able to still play football. I mean, Nick has suffered some major injuries to both knees. I mean, it's almost like Willis McGahee when he tore both of his knees. And so the only question I have for him is what type of top-end speed, because he's going to normally get you 4. He's normally going to get you 4. He was always reliable for 4, and then it's just a powerful. I mean, you better tackle. I mean, because he will bring it, and he's a load to bring down. And so a heck of a player. Offensive line-wise, I've probably been surprised that they hadn't been as dominant all up front. And I don't know if that was, you know, because of the quarterback and not necessarily just Jameis, because he hadn't been. It was Deshaun playing as well. But with no run game, it's tough when any offensive line has to be able to pass block and pass block and pass block. I mean, eventually it's just going to break. And so for the Saints, you know, I was talking to a fan earlier, like, all right, what do you look like? Saints have to run play action. They've got to be able to run it a little. But you have to. You can have a lot of success against this team with play action pass, and that's they don't play. It's all or nothing with them. You know, they're either going to stop you completely, or with play action, you can beat them with some chunk plays down the field. Defensively, it's like you talked about. You've got to hit Jameis.
Right.
One, you've got to take the run away. But you've got to hit Jameis. You've got to get him off the spot. We know that they traded their top, one of their top receivers. You've got to stop Njoku, the tight end, as far as, you know, being a weapon. But here's the thing that I'm intrigued by. Since we cover the Saints, we know the Saints aren't, quote unquote, tanking, so to speak. Because if you're tanking,
it's not in their DNA.
Well, yes, but you would feature a lot more younger guys. You don't see that with the Saints. They're playing younger guys, but I don't think it's more because they want to.
It was a need.
It was a necessity.
Right.
I don't know if Cleveland is in that same situation. I don't know if Cleveland is saying, hey, we're going to play a lot of young guys because we want to see what we have, and we know we're probably moving on with, you know, X, the head coach, and we're moving this player. I don't know if they're in the same situation.
Sunday at halftime, we will – have a hot dog and watch Jari Evans go into the Ring of Honor. And the Ring of Honor is special, and talked to him this week, and I got to watch the video when he got it in Irvine. And I'd seen it, but I'd forgotten about it. And it's just classic Jari. He's kind of holding back tears. He's clapping to keep him from crying, and he turned that thing into a message to the team and away from him, and it was beautiful.
Well, Jari's, you know, phenomenal, phenomenal guy. He's a pretty good football player, too.
Yeah, let's not forget that.
Pretty good football player.
Missed like 7 games in 11 years.
But a phenomenal guy. Phenomenal. And, you know, I'll never forget first time you meet him, and, you know, he's just this huge guy, almost no neck, you know, and he's just got these glasses on. I'm like, man, what's this dude? Who's this guy? You know, this guy can't – he can't be a good football player. And I'm proud of Ja. I mean, he was the – he set the standard for an offensive line. And I had, as a running back, I had plenty of guys that were first rounders. Ja was not a first rounder.
No, fourth round.
But he played beyond.
Division II, fourth round.
He played beyond where he was drafted. And so I'm proud of my guy, you know, been a phenomenal player and learning the ropes as a coach and not doing a bad job at that as well.
And finally, while we don't have time, remember the last time we played Cleveland, right?
When we played Cleveland, yeah, it was up there, and it was cold, and I came.
Cold.
And I was late, and, you know, yeah, it was an adventure to get to Cleveland.
Through Detroit.
I rode around the stadium for, like, 25 minutes, and I never could get to the gate that I needed. Yeah, I remember. Willie Rolfe will be our legend that will lead, I think, the Who Dat chant.
Yeah.
And he was my left tackle for a couple of years, and sweet, sweet Will as well. So it'll be good to see the guys.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. It won't be 15 below for Cleveland on Sunday. We'll be in the Superdome, and we can't wait. Make it 2 in a row. Thanks to Rouses. Thanks to Ernie Kane and Charlie Long, Deuce McAllister as well, and Ashley Ollier for coming out and visiting with us as well.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.